With the number of coronavirus cases climbing, several activities in Michigan have been put on pause for 3 weeks by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to see if that helps decrease the spread. This is Lisa Berry, and one of those pauses is on in-restaurant dining across the state. And joining us now to talk about the impact of that on our local community is Jihae Kim, chef and managing partner of Miss Kim Korean Restaurant in Ann Arbor's Carytown area, and Allie Little, executive chef and creator of La La's Restaurant in Ann Arbor, described as elevated comfort food. So thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Obviously, I'm thinking this in-dining restaurant news was not what either one of you wanted to hear.
If I can jump in, this is Jihae. Yeah, Miss Kim, we were just definitely not what we wanted to hear, but it was definitely not a surprise. Having the restaurant open during the pandemic means that you watch these COVID numbers really carefully and also watch what's going on in the community pretty carefully. So it's not great, but I think necessary and not a surprise.
And Allie, your restaurant opened during the pandemic not too long ago, correct?
Yes, we did, which, you know, some would say is a risky move, but we definitely wanted to serve our community, and the way we know how to do that is through food. And so for us, the most impactful thing we could do was give people like an escape, a safe escape that they could, you know, have a little bit of normalcy. And we have been doing in-room dining. We, you know, we've covered our patio. We've got huge heaters. We have little propane heaters for every table. Like, we have really tried to roll with the punches as much as possible. But we all knew the writing was on the wall. You could tell it was coming. It's disappointing because if we all just acted together as a community, it would stop. And so it's a little frustrating for sure, but we just pivot again and keep rolling with the punches.
I was wondering if either one of you could say, even though this is your livelihood, but that you support what the governor is doing at this time.
I was going to say absolutely. I absolutely support Governor Whitmer and what she's doing. I don't know how we have politicized a virus. That, to me, is really mind-blowing. When it's something that doesn't care about your income level or who you voted for, it literally is life and death for a lot of people. And so for me, it's absolutely the right thing to do, is to try and continue to get it under control so the least amount of Michiganders get sick and could possibly die.
And Jihae, what's your response?
I would have to agree with Allie. I think it is a good public policy to think about public safety. And my hope is that, one, all of us can band together as a community to make this second shutdown worthwhile. And two, for us to get some support, because it is really hard on our livelihood. And there is a HEROES Act in the Congress. I believe that both of our senators co-signed to sponsor it. And in it, it includes Restaurant Act that supports independent restaurants and minority-owned restaurants. And while I support Governor Whitmer's policy, small businesses also need to get some help to weather this storm a little better.
Yeah, it looked like that congressional bill was making some progress, and then it slowed down recently.
I believe it was supported and passed through House, and it's held up in the Senate. And it's worth noting that this bill has a bipartisan support, but it has been stalled in the Senate.
Right. So here it is coming up on probably, I'm assuming, is one of the busiest in-restaurant dining times of the year with the holidays. How is this impacting your employees?
So this is Jihae. So Miss Kim, we've considered a lot about indoor dining, and we even hired extra people or two to kind of prepare for it. But watching the COVID numbers, it just never worked out. For us, the holiday season is not just indoor dining. It's carry out, and it's like a sense of joy and festivities, and that's sort of tempered down a lot, especially with the limitation on indoor gathering and Thanksgiving being recommended to have a smaller gatherings and not having more than two households, et cetera, et cetera. So not having indoor dining as an option impacts the biggest, but also that people are just not feeling as excited and joyful. And, you know, we usually have in December huge parties that like rent entire restaurants, and like that's obviously not happening. So it is definitely not great. We've sought out, like I always said, to bring some joy to you and then bring some normalcy to you while still being safe. And that's been an interesting and tough challenge.
Yeah, at Lala's, Allie, you say you have elevated comfort food. Do you feel like you can help people out and deal with what's going on right now with what the food you're creating there?
That's the goal every week, let me tell you. That's the goal, is to try and, you know, the way I know how to fill people's cups is through their stomachs. And so that's constantly the goal, right? And so we're very small in reopening in terms of servers we brought in, and we brought servers back that, number one, completely supported the concept because it was a pretty hard pivot from what we were doing previously, and that also could be really personable with tables and could, you know, make people laugh and kind of, you know, create a whole experience that was comforting, not just the food. But I think, you know, now the way we're going to have to express the comfort is all the way through the food, which shouldn't be a challenge because that's definitely what we specialize in.
Well, if I can jump in, like that was also a challenge for us as well. But the priority was safety for our staff and the guests. So we've been trying to find different ways to bring joy that also seems personable, like leaving personal notes on the takeout boxes and things like that.
I will also say Miss Kim's has a wonderfully personal Instagram that I personally enjoy following. So I think it's another way you guys give joy to the community, definitely, is through social media.
So this is not just about eating. This is about connecting with your community and perhaps providing some distraction from all the things that we're going through right now. So as a way to pay you two back, I want to ask you both a question. How can we, as your caring community, show our support for you and other restaurants, all the restaurants in the area during this time?
This is Jihye, Ms. Kim. Yeah, I think, Lisa, you're absolutely right. We have been looking for opportunities to kind of like stay rooted in the community and bring some joy. And I know there is a lot of talk about shopping local for this holiday, and I think it's important on every year, but I think it's really essential this year. One of the wonderful accidents about dealing with this pandemic is that we had to find different ways to bring joy other than just indoor dining. We're so much more than that. The restaurants are so much more than to the community. So one way is, you know, takeout is obviously a good way, but we have virtual classes. We have meal kits, pantry items. At Miss Kim, we started a guest chef program to bring like one guest chef so we're not crowded, but to keep things more interesting. So we just wrapped up a guest chef program with Max Sussman of Samesa, and we're starting another one with Jack Goforth at the Bar at Brown Court. We're in talks with bringing Chef Omar from Saffron du Trois in, so you don't have to travel all the way to Detroit to try his food. And we have the Feed the Community program where we provide free kid meals and feed the hungry. So I think the best thing for our community to help us right now is like stay engaged with us and shop local, and then be open to different ways of enjoying yourselves with the local businesses and restaurants.
And Allie, how about for you at Lala's?
Well, I'm going to piggyback and say absolutely. Carry out is the most impactful thing you can do for us, right? Because revenue right now it's dicey, and especially with no government help. It's, you know, we all live very day to day. So takeout obviously is the number one. Gift cards are super helpful. And I also would like to say that I totally understand that not everyone is in a position to support monetarily right now. Coronavirus, you know, isn't discriminatory, and a lot of us have lost livelihood and can't necessarily order takeout. And so what I really like am pleading with people to do, contact your representatives, contact your senators, demand they pass funding help for small businesses, for restaurants. We need it so we can continue to serve you and serve our community. And I would also say it takes 30 seconds to share an Instagram post. it takes a minute to write a review. Even if you went to Miss Kim's last June, or if you went to Lala's back in the beginning in July, writing a review and helping talk about us, it helps us exponentially. That's exponential help for a small business. And so if you don't have money to spend, if you can leave a review, contact your government officials, and talk to your friends about us, share a post. Like, those are things that dramatically impact us that, you know, we don't have a ton of control over, because, you know, I mean, I share a lot of my own stuff. I know Jihei shares her stuff too, but if other people can, it really helps us as well.
Keeping our vibrant Ann Arbor restaurant scene alive during a pandemic and a three-week pause, we will do what we can to support you. Allie Little, executive chef and creator of Lala's Restaurant in Ann Arbor, and also the chef and managing partner at Miss Kim Korean Restaurant, Jihei Kim. Thank you both for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you both. I appreciate the opportunity.